Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is LaLisa J. Williams, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Coach LaLisa Show, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. Well, today we're going to be talking about how to live whole and happy in 2010. Now, we started this series on the last time we had the show, and we just want to keep this topic going for a moment because we want to help each and every person live happy and whole in 2010. And we want to be talking about what steps you can take so that you can get closer and closer to living happy and whole. You know, I've found that my life has just been dramatically changed once I began to live happy and whole, so much so that I would then dedicate the rest of my life to helping others. Yeah, that's what it'll do for you sometimes. Now, it may not happen for you, it may not happen for someone that you know, but it certainly did happen for me. As soon as I tapped into my inner self, as soon as I began to release my inner self, I started living in this land, so to speak, of living happy and whole. So I want to encourage each and every one of you here in the show today, on the show, listening, however you're listening, that it is a reality. It is a reality to be happy and to live whole. Now, the reason why we're doing it in 2010, well, because that's where we're at. And I've learned over the years that sometimes you have to start exactly where you are. I mean, yes, it's wonderful and fine if you want to sit back and, you know, dwell on your past and what you didn't have and what you did have and what you missed and what you lost, but it's much better to start where you are. I heard a quote some years ago that I oftentimes use. It goes something like this. It says, "You can't turn back the hands of time, but you can wind the clock up again." And so with another year and another decade upon us, 2010, this is the absolute best time to start this new journey of living happy and whole. Now let's look at one of the reasons why you want to live happy and whole. Because for one, it will be living your desire. It will be living what you were created to do. You know, God created you whole, and God created you to live happy. You know, that is why you're still here. You're on a journey of sorts. I mean, even when we're feeling sad, you know, we know that that's not a state that we want to stay in. You know, most, even children know this, even little kids who have not even been living long enough to experience all the emotional and all of the, you know, cognizant things that we can go through and the things that we can feel. But even a child knows that, you know, sadness is not a place where you want to stay. Now, another reason you want to live happy and whole is because there are other people who are attached to you. There are other people who absolutely, based on your happiness and based on how you conduct yourself, you are either encouraging them or you inspiring them to also to live happy and whole. And see, this thing will then begin to spread and be like wildfire. This will be that thing where we're touching one another, where what I do touches you, and what you do touches someone else, and what that person does is touching someone else. It's the same way when something negative gets in our midst and it spreads like wildfire. All of a sudden, one person is talking negative about the job or about the employer. The next thing you know, another person is now talking negative about the employer or the job. Then there's another person. So we see it happening, but now we want to turn it around, and we want it to absolutely happen for the best. And we want to learn how to live happy and whole. Now, something you have to remember, this will not work. I can guarantee you one way that it won't work. It won't work if you don't apply the steps. If you don't do the steps, it absolutely will not work. It will not work simply because you bought the CD or you tuned into the Coach LaLisha show, you downloaded the archives, and you listened to several shows. It will not work in that sense. The only way this will work is that you will have to apply it. That means you have to walk the walk. That means you have to get up each and every day, start your day out by making up your mind and how you're going to do this. Okay, so let's look at some steps that we need to do in order to be happy and whole for 2010. Now remember, 2010 is known in the godly spiritual realm as a year of completion. So some things will be complete. So being whole is being complete. You don't have any parts missing. You don't have any parts broken. So I want you to, you know, just take a minute, get you some pen and pencil so you can write or jot down a step or two. This is, I'm telling you, this is probably the greatest show that I've ever done, is to help people to live happy and to live whole. You know, that's living in your higher self. That's living beyond what you see. You know, so many people just live in what they see, and it's so sad. It breaks my heart. I know it has to break God's heart. But that's absolutely one of the steps. So the first step, I'll just go on and give that. But now first, let me just welcome you to the show. Welcome to the Coach LaLisha show, heard right here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. Sometimes we do have to adjust the times because of my schedule and other places that I may be traveling to. But we will certainly try to be back here next Wednesday as well. I am traveling to Tampa, Florida, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to do the 8 o'clock show. I may have to move it up a little bit earlier because I'll be down there all week for a conference that I'm so excited about. But see, that's all a part of that living happy and whole. When you live happy and whole, you get to do the things that you truly want to do, and you're not living for someone else. And so the absolute first thing that you want to do when you're living happy and whole is that you want to make the decision to do it. You want to make the decision to live happy and whole. If no one can do it, that's absolutely right. No one can do it for you. It is up to you. When I was in the military back in 1980, I went into boot camp. Now, while I was in boot camp, they taught me a little phrase. And it was a little phrase that meant a lot. And that was 1980. This is 30 years later. That was 1980. This is 30 years later. So 30 years ago, around this date, because I went into the military January the 2nd. I went into the military January 2nd of 1980. Off to boot camp I went. And for 2 months, I was in Orlando, Florida, at the boot camp. I was in the United States Navy. Now, while I was in boot camp, they taught me so many things that I've applied and used throughout my life. And I can definitely say that every single thing I did that I applied, it did work. Now, so one of the things that you want to do is they taught me this little phrase, and it said that if it is to be, it is up to me. If it is to be, it is up to me. And what I remember about that the most is that, and yes, if you write that out, you look at it, you'll notice it's a little phrase because, well, it's one sentence, but each and every word in the phrase only has two letters. So they're very small words, but it has a bigger meaning and a very powerful meaning. So keep that in mind as you are on this journey to live whole and happy. Now, another step that you want to remember in on this journey of living whole and happy, remember there is no peace outside of God. There is no peace outside of God. In other words, God says that we must acknowledge Him. We must recognize Him. We must adore Him and honor Him and love Him. We must put Him first. In Matthew 6:33, it clearly states, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, all what things? Well, things like happiness and wholeness. When you seek God first, when you seek his kingdom, and then if you're seeking his kingdom, then you're seeking kingdom principles, kingdom living. And what happens is, then everything else will basically fall into place. You will begin to meet people that you never thought you could meet. You will begin to go places you never dreamed you'd go. You will begin to do things that you never thought possible. You never dreamed it because you never thought it was possible. Well, God can give you new dreams, and he'll give you ideas that you could have never come up with on your own. So that's why it's absolutely so important that you follow step number two, is that you absolutely put God first. So step number one is that you absolutely must choose to do it. It must be your choice. You have to choose to be happy. There's no one that can make you be happy. There's no one that can, they're not going to force it on you. You have to make that your choice. Number two, you have to put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Happiness and wholeness. Now, just like with everything, you still have your part to play. Yes, God has done his part by appropriating this happiness and wholeness for you, but you have to walk in it. You have to actually live it out. And so that's what we're here today to talk about, how to live it out. Now, another thing you have to do is, now you want to sort of look at your life and look at where you are. You want to look at not only where you are, but you want to look at where, what is happiness to you? What is your happiness? You know, because when I made my list of things that, okay, what would make me happy? I mean, really, over-the-top happiness, over-the-top wholeness. And when I looked at it, I had realized that, well, my goodness, you're already there. You know, sometimes we don't feel happy because we just haven't realized what we have. And we haven't realized what we thought we wanted, or what we felt would really make us happy. So in this next step, what I want you to do is to make a list of the things that will make you absolutely flat out happy. And then I want you to look at what you have and where you are. And you might figure out that, hey, guess what? I'm happy. Now, if that be the case, if you make your list of the things that you feel would make you happy, or the things that will make you happy, and then you make that list of what you have, and you discover, oh my God, I'm happy, I'm whole, then you have to begin to live it. Then, in other words, what am I saying? I'm saying take that frown off your face. I'm saying stop using negative terms. Stop being negative toward people. You see, stop running things, running people in the ground. Then begin to actually live happy, walk happy, talk happy, look happy, okay? Repeat that. Live happy, walk happy, talk happy, look happy, and one more, think happy, because it actually works that way. If you think happiness, you will begin to speak happiness. If you speak happiness, you will begin to walk out happiness. You'll begin to behave like you're happy. Once you start behaving like you're happy, well, everything around you will start taking on this same shape. You know, all of a sudden you're starting meeting people who are happy, who are motivated, who are positive. You'll start to go places where this is the atmosphere once you begin to do it first. But you must begin to do it first. So you make that list of happiness. What is happiness to you? What does it mean to be whole? And keep in mind that it could look different from your best friend. This might not be an exercise that you do with your best friend or your spouse. This is an internal thing. This is a me thing. This is, you know, you got to get this for yourself, and certainly before you can go and rescue anyone else, because, you know, some of us, we were rescuers, and we want to rescue everybody out of their mess, out of their situation. And some people are not quite ready to be a rescuer. You had to rescue you first. You know, that's one of the things I learned, and I was able to, you know, rescue myself from the backlash and the stigma of, you know, being arrested as a teenager, going to jail as a young woman in my early 20s, being a prostitute in my early 20s, being a high school dropout as a teenager, dropping out of high school, and then eventually going back to school to get a GED, but then not doing very much in terms of education in any major way up until I was age 32 when I decided to go back to junior college to get an associate degree. See, but I rescued myself out of that den of pity. I rescued myself out of the den of self-pity. I had had very abusive men in my life. Like all of the men that I had, for the most part, they were abusive. They actually beat me. I have the scars to prove it. But I don't go around proving it. But I'm just saying, for the sake of understanding, that you have to rescue yourself out of the situation before you can go about rescuing others. Now I go about rescuing everyone, but that's because I've come out of the situation. I didn't just survive the wilderness. I actually thrived beyond the wilderness. And some people have survived, but they're still living in the wilderness. They're still kind of lost. They haven't actually thrived beyond the wilderness. So you want to do that first. And go. And you want to be able to help each and every person that you can help. Help them be happy. Help them be whole. You can do it. I know you can do it. And it is a wonderful thing to do this. And what you need to do is you need to actually look to your situation, whatever that situation might be, and you want to realize that this is an opportunity for you to be happy. You know, you could be on a job that you think is the worst. You could be in a marriage that you think is the worst. You could be in a relationship that you think is the worst. Any situation, you could live in a city that you think this is the worst city to live in. But you got to look at it like this. Destiny is in your hands. Destiny is, go ahead, look at your hands right now. Look at your hands. Destiny is in your hands. And what does that mean? That means that you have to take charge. You have to take control, and you have to do something. Now, I've given you some steps on some things that you can do. Make a choice. Know that if it is to be, it is up to you. You also have to look at where you, what you have. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What dreams and goals do you see for yourself? What does happiness look like for you? So I want you to think about that and kind of meditate on that, you know, all week long. What does happiness look like to me? What is it that I really want? I want you to come up with your strongest desire, your strongest happiness. I mean, today, I'll be married 20 years, March 24th. I never saw a marriage for me, certainly not a wonderful marriage. Last night, my husband and I, we were out having dinner, and just a beautiful scenario. We're talking, and, you know, just wonderful. I live in a beautiful home, and I'm telling you, it's awesome. You have to get to this place. But if you were to look at my past, if you were to look at the things that I've done, the things I've gone through, the rejection, the hurt, the neglect on my part and the parts of others, you would say, how in the world can this be the same person? Absolutely. Absolutely, it can be the same exact person. I've had everything inside of me broken, stripped away. As a young girl, molested from age 5 to age 18. Incest for years. I was involved in it. Let me tell you, it was horrible. But look at me today. Look at me now. You can have whatsoever you say and desire. God has appropriated to you. You can have it now. I want you to make that big list, because next week we're going to talk about how to turn that list into reality. Make that list. Don't forget. And next week we're going to talk. You come back. We're going to talk about how to turn your list of desires and wants into reality. Well, this has been your host, Coach Lalisa. You can connect with me right here on Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/coachlalisa, or you can email me info@lalisajwilliams.com. Well, until next week, go out and be happy and whole.